this is George, and this is...
It's the Party with John Hambone McGuire.
And this is My Tie TV episode number 21. We're back.
I'm back, most importantly.
Hambone is back. Hambone number two. You're back. It's awesome. I'm glad to have you here. I was away for a week. I came back. I found Art murdered on my front lawn, and you, completely in charge.
He was not murdered on your front lawn.
Large and in charge.
We had a moment, man. We
had a moment.
Voltron.
We had a moment, and it is what it is, and it looks like you're back on the show.
And, I am back on the
and
show.
And we're live, and we're ready for comments and whatnot. So, what do we have planned for today? Hambone, are you going to botch? If you botch this up, go.
So rude.
Dead Air is horrible.
What we have today is we are going to talk about our favorite LA punk bands. We are going to go and we're going to talk about your trip, where you were. Well, I was not murdering Art, who's now my friend. I'm also going to make the High Karate, which I feel is a good spirit to start off episode 21 with. Yeah, it's a Beach Bum Berry original. He invented it in 1999. How is that?
That is good.
What else are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about the return of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
God damn it.
I was busy watching other wrestling programs.
That's fine. We'll talk about all the wrestling programs.
We watched
did
a
you
lot
watch
of
Delete
weekend.
And Decay?
I did watch Delete and Decay.
So we have some things we can talk about.
We have never run out of topics, George.
It is so hot in here.
I know.
So, the first thing I want to talk about is this gorgeous Hawaiian shirt you were wearing. Where did you get that from, Hambone?
Well, that's funny, because I want to talk about your garage. Just
no,
Hawaiian
we won't talk about
well.
Your Hawaiian shirt.
I was recently in Kentucky, not suffering from Benjamin Button's disease, and I found this amazing thrift shop down there called the Nitty Gritty, where they do a really good disclaimer on their website, really getting you comfortable with the sizes that you're actually going to be buying. I did find some amazing Cuban shirts
what
down there.
What size are you wearing?
I am a shoot XL in Hawaiian shirts.
But that's bullshit.
No, it's legit. Every Hawaiian shirt I own is an XL.
But I'm like a medium, and I'm like, you know, your size.
I'm a shoot XL. What can I tell you?
So you can fit in my larges?
I can probably fit in your larges. I'm working out. I'm getting buff.
We need to try this out, because you will inherit a whole bunch of shirts very quickly.
Yes.
Well, this is a very lovely shirt. Do you know anything about the history of this shirt? It's kind of terry cloth.
It's a Pierre Cardin, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's as old as I would like it to be, but it looks like it's at least 10 years old. It's definitely been worn. It's definitely been loved most recently by yours truly, John Hambone McGuire. How about your shirt?
I believe one of my cats are taking a crap right now. Do you smell that?
Yeah, I was trying to breeze
it's
past
It's like
that.
Really, really pungently flowing into the room right now.
Well, you know, because we don't have smell-o-vision yet on our program, George, I figure that this is
That is a brutal smell that's really permeating the Headhunter's Lounge right now.
Yeah. I'm a dog person.
It is coming in slowly and passionately.
Yeah. Terrible. Tell me about your shirt.
I got this shirt. So I just came back from California. We are going to talk about my Tiki road trip. It was not quite as insane as the one I took in San Francisco a couple months back, but it was insane. I found this at the Shag store in Beverly Hills. This is a real Shag who I have a lot of his paintings around my house.
And that is a Planet of the Apes Shag.
Planet of the Apes came with a nice pin, cost me a fortune, but I wanted this so bad when I saw
it's
it
awesome.
That I had to buy it. So this is my new, it's rayon. It is so freaking hot.
I know, and this is and not a cotton, this is almost rayon as well, and this does not feel good.
I need to explain to you the heat mixing with the cat poo. And this thing is just like, I might not make it through the episode, guys. I do apologize. I will do my best. It's just...
We actually have a question.
We have a question. What's the question about?
And this is very special.
Wait, we're not ready for Ask Hambone anyway.
Well, this is from Albert. And you know what? We ran into each other. My favorite flavor is either chocolate chip cookie dough. I would do cookies
favorite
and cream.
Favorite flavor of what?
Ice cream. Or I would also do vanilla, because vanilla is the poultry of the ice cream world. It goes with everything. Put any kind of toppings on it you like. I love ice cream.
Ice cream's my crack.
Yeah.
Dope. I'm a Ben and Jerry, like, fiend.
Yeah.
It is filled my... Like, that's why I can't lose weight.
It's I've seen it.
Ben and Jerry is out the way. Any flavor. Peanut butter is the best.
The peanut butter
but,
is
I
the
mean,
best.
Cherry Garcia. I don't even like the Grateful Dead. I'll drink yeah. Fish food. Like, I don't care. I turn hippie with ice cream.
Yeah. A lovely gal I ran into earlier this year, she turned me on to Peanut Butter World, only sold exclusively at Target Ben and Jerry's. That'll wreck your day if you're on a diet.
Oh, my God. The smell of cat poo is oppressive right now. This is going to be a tough episode to get through. But first, I want to talk about Pokemon Go. Do you know what they updated it with right now? They updated it today. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
With
you
punches?
Now have. Oh, no. This is incredible. There are now buddies in Pokemon Go. You actually can have a buddy. I have a Hambone Muppet. Like, I have a Hambone Pokemon. It's like I now have the buddy system. And if you walk with your buddy, they get candy. And it's the newest update on Pokemon Go. And you know what's crazy about Pokemon?
What's that? You gotta catch
California? All the Pokemon.
So what level
are
you now?
All in California. I went from 15 to 20, and I have 93 Pokemon from 54 in California.
And Allison's like level 64.
No Weedles.
Thank God. They're all in New Jersey. All, we're infested with Weedles.
It is all Growlithe and the big Geodude guys, right, and the snakes. It's like all the good stuff's out there. Pikachu's on every corner. That is why California is the better state.
I'm mad
it's
about
like,
that. I'm sour about that.
It was just incredible. So, you know, when people say, is Pokemon over? Pokemon is not over. It's just beginning.
Yeah. Pokemon is definitely over in the wrestling sense, as in everyone is psyched on Pokemon right now.
Especially if you're a 38-year-old man with, like, nothing else to do in their lives.
Well, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to make a drink for
myself. Make me a drink!
I've already made you a drink.
Make me another drink!
I'm going to make a drink for me now.
Oh, my God, that smells.
So, we're going to do the high karate right now.
The high karate.
High karate. H-A-I karate. And it was done by Beach Bum Berry in 1999. And I'm pretty excited about this drink. I've never, I don't think that I've ever had a drink before that has maple syrup in it. But we are going to give it a go. George seems to like it.
I can't even taste it. It's fantastic. It's like punch.
So
punch blended with cat shit.
In most tiki drinks, you're going to have lime juice. So we took the liberty of actually juicing the limes before we got started on this. You got an ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice. We're doing an ounce of pineapple juice. We still love and using the Trader Joe's pineapple juice, mostly because I think Allison bought a case, but I like it either way.
You're still using that 30-year-old open, like, Appleton's, aren't you?
It hasn't killed us yet. Here is a ounce
of orange. Oh my God, the smell!
Well.
I just wafted! Damn it, who's pooping in there?
Here's where the maple syrup comes in, folks. The maple syrup is going to be just a teaspoon because maple syrup is a little goes a long way. They were very specific. They said use.
You smelled it, didn't you?
They said use grade A maple syrup. Angostura bitters is just going to be one little dash. Now, you could use different kinds of bitters. We always recommend the Angostura. We like this a lot. One dash goes a long way. And now, the most important part in any tiki drink is rum. We're going to use this very old Appleton gold rum. 2 ounces of this because we got to make a tiki drink strong. I actually, George, described our show today as Wayne's World. Drunk, and we're about to test that theory right about now. So we have all our ingredients in here. We're gonna give it a little shake or 10. Pour into our glass here, and these are really nice glasses. I do want to top it off with a little more ice.
Also from Latitude 29.
Also from Latitude 29. Beach Bum Berry did an appearance in the city yesterday. We couldn't make it out.
Someone couldn't get out of band practice.
I'm out of band again. I was born in rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen, and I do it well. Here's to you, friend.
The more alcohol I drink, the less I smell the cat shit.
Karate! It was delicious.
So, I just got back from California, as some of you might know, because I've plagued our Instagram feed and our Facebook feed with photos of me snuggling with my honey bear. I love you.
He's not talking about me.
But we,
I didn't get invited to California.
You could have... No, because you couldn't, because it was our cuddle time. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You have our cuddle time.
I do DDP
ours.
Yoga now, right now, bro. And I'm telling you, I could have folded it up into a large suitcase. That would have made my own way out there.
Do you want me to give out your phone number again?
Do not give out my phone number again.
So shut up.
Ah, Jesus, George.
So we went into LA, flew to LA, went down to San Diego. We went to the opening of a brand new tiki bar. It's called False Idol.
Nice.
It is in downtown San Diego, and it is a speakeasy / hipster fest / really, really nice tiki bar.
Right.
This, one of the guys who made Smuggler's Cove, we've talked about in San Francisco.
Right.
They partnered with a restaurant in San Diego. They opened up the basement and turned it into a tiki bar. Now, I will give you this. We got there as the day two. We didn't know it was day two of the opening of this tiki bar.
Right.
And, we had to go, we had to get our name on a list, and then we had this, like, smug little, like, panty-ass host. It was like,
didn't you tell them that you were the host of Mai Tai TV?
It didn't work. They're really? Like, that's New Jersey. Like, you guys have crappy tiki bars. We're in California. There's a good one every 2 feet.
We got great tiki bars in New Jersey. Step off.
So, we wait in line. We had to put our name in an iPad. We wait. They're like, we have to let you wait. You know, we'll call you if there's room. Like, 10 minutes later, they text us, there's room. They escort us through a refrigeration unit filled with skulls. This is
all
like,
right, that's cool.
Open a door through a secret password, let us in, and there's like 10 people in this room that holds like 50 people. I won't get in the fact that they're falsely making it a speakeasy even though it should be a tiki bar. And that the entire people on the front staff looked like those people from this, like, show that Allison watches, where they're, like, these pretentious, like, assholes from, like, the Housewives, and they have a restaurant, and all the people that work there are douchebags.
Oh, Vanderpump Rules.
Yes! Yes, everyone that worked there looked like that.
Don't ask me how I know that.
But they took me to the tiki bar, and it was entirely done up by Bosco, who does great wood carvings. He did the one over on the bar over there.
Love it.
All the wall, the drinks, stellar, waterfall. The ceiling was a ceiling of pufferfish.
Right.
And the drinks were stellar.
Nice.
It was great. The only fear was everyone around us was just pretentious hipsters.
Right.
We were the only tiki people.
Right.
There was a dude next to me asking me for beer. If you ever go to a tiki bar, people, and ask for a beer, just walk out. There's no why.
It's not the bar you're looking for.
It's not the bar you're looking for. You're just going there to be seen. And I have a fear that in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that bar's going to be so packed with just, like, douchebags getting their names on
list. You got in there before while the game was good.
And they had a mug ready for me. Like, the mugs were already ready at day one.
A collectible mug there?
Yes. It's upstairs.
Okay.
Did not bring that downstairs. What I did bring downstairs was the hardest mug in the world to get right now. The Haunted Mansion mug from Disneyland.
Awesome.
Disneyland every Halloween releases a limited quantity mug. And this time it was this Haunted Mansion one. Haunted Mansion done up as Nightmare Before Christmas. We didn't realize we were going the opening day of Halloween.
Well, that's awesome.
They were open for like 15 hours. We were there the whole time. But we got tipped off the night before that Trader Sam's was going to release this mug.
Cool.
The bartender was cool enough to tell us that. They opened at 11:30. We got there around 12. The line wrapped around the fucking park.
Well, how long did you wait in line for?
We waited in line for 2 hours.
Alright.
2 hours in the hot California heat, not being in Disneyland, to get a mug. When I got to the door,
right,
the one person who was ringing people up for mugs explained to us that there's actually two lines. A very short line for people who want to eat and can get a mug with their food, or the one that wraps around the place for 2 hours to just get the mug.
That's fucked up.
So people were waiting in line, getting two mugs, going back and buying two more mugs and flipping everything on eBay. No, one mug. This is awesome. I am happy with my Haunted Mansion mug.
You didn't buy me a mug?
I didn't think you'd want one. I didn't know you were collecting mugs.
You started my mug collection. You bought me mugs to start my mug collection.
But I didn't know you actually wanted mugs. Like, you were actively pursuing the mug thing.
Yeah, I'm going to Kowloon's tomorrow.
I am a horrible friend. However, we got you something to unbox!
New presents! Yay!
Not actually a tiki mug. Open this bad boy up.
Oh.
Do you have it?
No. Am I going to put it on right now? Yes.
It needs to be worn for the rest of the episode. So I called you up and said, hey, Hambone, what do you want from Star Wars Land?
This is the greatest gift ever.
And had they had the BB-8 mugs, which I hear there are BB-8 mugs somewhere, it might be Disney World, I would have gotten you one. Sadly, I couldn't find a BB-8 mug.
We're so good right now. This is awesome. Thank you, right?
I'm okay.
He won being a friend.
The volume's actually up on this. It's off now. Let's see if you have any questions regarding everything. Jennifer Sesko is in the house! Jennifer, we love you. You're the best.
You are the best.
If I am ever dying of anything, I'm going to you first. Even bleeding. So, when I was in California, I couldn't stop thinking about how much California inspired me to love punk rock.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we just went to see Agent Orange last week.
We went to see Agent Orange.
Which was awesome.
So I decided that in my old age, I only have time for bucket list punk bands. Like, I don't have time to go see 50 bands I've seen. I don't need to see H2O ever again. Like, I love Toby, PMI all day. I cannot go see H2O anymore.
Hold on a second. There's no ugly crying tonight, Jennifer. There is no ugly crying tonight. We're in a very good place. We quantum leaped. Girl, we quantum leaped.
Quantum leaped!
We leaped.
Leaped!
Out of my body.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Neither is anyone else. You're making me swear. Stop it. So.
Bucket list punk bands. We're going to go see The Damned.
Yeah, we're going to see The Damned. That's your bucket list. I'm going because Hambo's never seen them before. Sadly, you blew off The Descendants. But I think you've seen them before.
I've seen them before. I've seen them like 5 times.
You're going to see Bad Religion for the first time.
I'm going to see Bad Religion for the first time. I am psyched about that.
Yeah. But we saw Agent Orange. I had crossed them off the list. They played the Brighton Bar.
The Brighton Bar, and they were fantastic.
That was an excellent show. We were expecting the worst. I mean, they're old. We were just expecting the worst. I went to see Jello Biafra a few years ago, and I was expecting the worst. And, Jello Biafra doesn't look like the Jello Biafra of old, but he can sing like the Jello Biafra of old.
He's still like, ah, like a hound dude.
Oh, he's twitching. The weird dance is amazing. So, Agent Orange, you fully approved?
Mm. I was, like, super psyched on them. And I didn't realize, I mean, I don't know if it's not a lot of albums on iTunes, but they only had, like, 2 or 3 records out, and pretty much I was able to get everything that I heard that night, which was awesome.
They only have one real album.
Yeah, they only have one real album, and I think it's, like, a repackage of the other album.
An LI version of that album.
Yeah, that's how you did it back then. They did have a lot of really cool merch, so they had skateboards.
Yeah, yeah, like, old school, like, Tony Hawk skateboards.
And they had all orange amplifiers, which I thought was a little on the nose. It was cool, though.
It was okay. But in that case, I decided to think, what would be our favorite Southern California punk band? I branched out a little bit and said California because I'm not going to play the game of are they Southern Californian or not.
Yeah.
So, we are going to do this quickly because we're not going to take as long as we did with the movies. Mm-hmm. What are your top 5 Californian punk bands? And you need to explain why you liked them very quickly.
So X is my number one California punk band. I love the way John Doe sings. I would go see John Doe sing pretty much anything at this point. And I love that Xene doesn't really sing on key with him as well. The whole band was great. Billy Zoom, DJ Bonebreak, that was a fantastic band. Those first 4 records are stellar.
She believes 9/11 did happen, right?
Yeah, I try to look past that.
Like those towers are still there.
Yeah. I like kind of glaze over Xene, Cervenka, past See How We Are, and Fat Elvis at any chance I can. I also love the band Wax, who only really put out 2 records. The one that I love is called 13 Unlucky Numbers, and it's actually only 10 songs and 3 songs that are completely silent at the end. It is a perfect record from front to back. I never got to see them live. I caught up with Joe Sib when he was doing 22 Jacks, and I was 17 at the time, so I totally gushed him about how I wore out 2 of their tapes before I could find it on CD, because that fucker was hard to find. Rancid will be one of my all-time favorite bands.
You can slow down a little bit. You're going too fast.
I know, I'm just excited. You put a BB-8 hat on my head with Mickey ears. I'm pretty much done.
You look fantastic.
I do look fantastic. Rancid will always be one of my favorite bands of all time. The Descendants, I've never really been a fan of the newer stuff that they put out after Everything Sucks. However,
they've only released 2 albums since Everything Sucks.
And they both blew. Everything else that they did I thought was great. Always a Descendants fan, not really an All fan so much. And Face to Face, love Face to Face.
So I will put it out right now. Albert Gufonti, Social D would have been on my list 10 years ago. And then they got old, and they didn't age well.
And they play really slow now.
And they play really slow now, and I'm just cannot do Social D. So sadly, Social D did not make my list, even though they are the quintessential Southern California punk rock band, as is Youth Brigade. I never loved them enough to care, but, you know, it is what it is. So my favorites, in reverse order, number 5 is Rancid. Because you're right. Like, there is just, Outcome of the Wolves is one of the best albums ever. There's not more you could say. You could throw Operation Ivy in there.
Yeah.
Hell, I would throw Devil's Brigade in there. Anything Rancid related is usually pretty good, except for Tim Armstrong's solo stuff. And anything reggae. Number 2, or far, 4, the Dead Kennedys. Because they don't have a bad album. And they really are great, and they change political music forever. I would even argue that they're not even that punk. They're more surf and fun. Love the Dead Kennedys. Number 3, TSOL.
Really?
Oh, damn straight. But not TSOL that you know. I love the Hit and Run era TSOL.
Really?
As a hair band, they are magnificent.
What a swerve.
I actually like the Joy Killer more with Jack Grisham. Number 2, I'm going The Offspring. Because they were my youth.
Yeah, I see
that. The Offspring, friggin', when I heard Smash, that made me buy every Epitaph record on the market.
Yeah.
I bought RKL. I bought Clawhammer. I bought DFL. Like, anything out there, I bought. And that's all because of The Offspring. Finally, number 1, favorite band of all time, regardless of genre or where they're located, but they happen to be from Southern California, is Bad Religion.
Saw that coming my way.
Who didn't see that coming? You pulled them off your list because you know they're going to be number 1 on mine.
No, I actually never put them on my list.
Why not?
Oh, I'll probably put them on my list if I see them live.
Are you a communist?
No.
Jesus Christ, are you voting for Trump?
That's cool.
He doesn't like Bad Religion.
Yeah, he doesn't like anything.
Love Bad Religion. And you should come see him with us at the Starland Ballroom with Against Me sometime in a couple
awesome
weeks.
September 29th.
Because tickets are still available. They keep telling us every single day.
I get the email every day.
Every day.
You know what I get from Ticketmaster? I get the email every single day that the tickets for that show are still available, yet no shows can I use my vouchers for when Ticketmaster fucked everybody.
Did you say face-to-face?
I did say face-to-face.
Did face-to-face suck? Face to Face have one good song, and they put it on every album.
Okay, true story, they did put that on every album, but those first few Face to Face records were great.
There was only one. It's the same one. It's the single with Disengage or whatever. No, Disengage Youth Today.
That's Youth Today. Disconnected.
Disconnected.
Yeah.
That's their only good song.
No, there are plenty of good songs with Face to Face.
Dude.
Bro.
They're like My Chemical Romance of Jace.
They're not My Chemical Romance of Jace.
Face to Face, like, oh, look at us. We have tattoos. We look like Mike Ness. We're sexy. Face to Face?
They're great.
Dude, I will give Anthony Notoriety, I will give you for shouting out the Minutemen, but no one really likes the Minutemen. Like, no one actually likes. Everyone owns Double Nickels on the Dime. No one likes the Minutemen.
There's two songs you listen to in Double Nickels on the Dime. One's History Lessons Part 2, and then there's the other song.
Like, I'll put the Adolescence over the Minutemen. Anyone else is like, Ignorance is Bliss is a great album by who? Face to Face?
Face to Face. Jen said, yeah. Man, Face to Face.
No, Face to Face. You're wrong, Face to Face.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ugly Crying, Ambone. Look, let's
I'm not ugly crying. There's no ugly crying tonight.
So we've unboxed stuff. We have nothing to unbox this week.
How do you top this?
I cannot top that.
You can't. There's no bespoke post this week, right?
Nobody wants. Yeah, I got knives. You want to see them?
No.
They're
no.
Large knives.
We are not bringing knives out on this program.
So I've started making food.
I know.
I'm so amazed.
I'm so proud. You finally cooked.
A couple weeks ago, I threw it out there. Blue Apron. What do you guys think? Everybody said, try it out. We are like a month in. I'm a freaking chef.
Good for you.
I get ingredients fresh every week.
Good for you.
I cut them. I only bled once.
That's
all
good.
Over the place.
And it's like a seasoning blood at this point.
And I'm learning how to cook. I made grits last night. I don't eat grits.
You do now.
It's like yellow diarrhea, but it's good. Like, I love it. I made shrimp. I'm making fish. We only burnt one thing, and it was the grilled cheese. Like, that was the only meal
that's we burnt.
That's the only one we burnt.
Of all things to burn.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't realize our frying pan was too hot to begin with when we put the bread on.
You know what the secret to a good grilled cheese is?
Yeah, Foreman Grill. No, the Foreman Grill. That's how they make it at Asbury Lanes back when they were good.
Yeah, but that's different. Secret to a good grilled cheese, you want to butter the bread before you put it in the pan.
Well, yes, that's a known.
Well you set up until recently. You didn't cook, so I thought I was hipping you to some good advice.
No. I can't think. Love Karate Champ.
Karate Champ is a good drink, right?
We're going to make more afterwards,
right? We are going to make more afterwards.
You have a lot of limes upstairs.
I brought you a lot of limes.
Because I am so excited for SmackDown Live.
Oh, SmackDown Live is going to be amazing tonight.
So let's go into our final segment of the evening, which is wrestling. Great stuff in the last week. Lucha Underground is back.
Yes.
You haven't watched it.
I will watch
it. Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Pentagon Dark. Amazing.
What?
Amazing. Dario Quintez could be my, like, I wish he was, like, my, like, estranged uncle. He would be amazing. Have you started watching Lucha Underground at all yet?
Yes, I have. Because I don't have cable, I'm not caught up on it.
Just so everybody knows, if you're not aware yet, Lucha Underground is on Fios right now, channel 198. You can also watch episodes from season 2, 1 through 12 on the Go90 app. But that's a good way to get caught up. Full episodes on the Go90 app.
Awesome.
But I think it's incredible. Everyone should be watching Lucha Underground. The best hour of wrestling you will watch every week now that the Cruiserweight Challenge is ending tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, the live finale of the Cruiserweight Challenge.
And in Delete or Decay, the second part of the Matt Hardy...
Bananas.
Yeah!
Like,
yeah!
And they're going almost full Lucha Underground with that.
That was like death and destruction.
Yeah.
I felt heat.
Yeah, there was heat. A lot of heat.
I can't keep the drink in my mouth.
And then the
pay-per-view. Backlash on Sunday.
Pay-per-view. So George was on his trip with his wife. And normally here at Headhunters Lounge, we do all the pay-per-views. We have everyone over, watch pay-per-views, we order some pizza. It's a good time. They weren't going to get back in time, so I offered to host it at my house. And nobody came except for George and Dave. And That's two people. But
typically, like, in my house, it's you, George, and Dave. Maybe Dave sometimes.
And Chris Bueller. And
Chris Bueller doesn't always come. He's a 50-50. Alex is like a 25%.
They're here more.
Albert came twice and never came back again.
They're here more than you think. That being said, for the lowest attended pay-per-view at one of our homes,
it was the best.
And we have a thing going where we say that the pay-per-views are normally the ones that aren't the big ones like SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Survivor Series are always the best ones, like the Backlashes or not Hell in a Cell, but... Contest of Champions. Those are always the good ones because they're not the big name ones. This was stellar front to back.
What time is it right now?
Right now, it's 9:02.
9:02. Do you think Villa Victoria's open? I need pizza.
Well, tell your wife. I'll keep talking. You call your wife to get pizza.
Allison! Allison!
waiting for the comment down here.
Can you order us a marinara pie? Awesome, I'm hungry. I love you. Regular pie or marinara pie?
Whatever you guys want is good with me.
Allison, your call. Make it happen. You're the best wife in the world.
Although I'm not married to you, I agree. You're wonderful. So this pay-per-view was awesome. And it's even the pre-match was awesome, which was Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews.
I missed that.
It didn't feel like a throwaway match. I would like to know
that had we showed up 2 hours earlier, I probably would have came.
Of course.
We landed 5 minutes before the freaking pre-show started, and George put me through the worst guilt complex ever. He's like that like old Jewish like mother-in-law that I have.
Well, it's funny because I saw he was sitting on the other side of the couch for me, and he was like, and he's like tapping on his phone, and then you called, and I'm like, who are you talking to? Tell him to come over. But you guys couldn't make it. I get it. Jet lag's a bitch. Great pay-per-view.
The good top to bottom, the only bad part was the Bray Wyatt. I don't know what that was. Schmaz. We're going to have you lose to Kane. We'll never have you survive. Someone said the greatest joke on Twitter, which was, they call this pay-per-view Backlash, and the match was no holds barred, but it should have actually been a buried alive match.
Yeah.
Because that's what Bray Wyatt was.
Because he's been getting buried alive.
So we are going to finish this show off with a quick speed round of Ask Hambone Anything. And if he can't answer it, I will throw the cat poopies at him. So, everyone get ready for Ask Hambone Anything. Anything. He will not hold back. We've learned a lot of things from Hambone. 2 drinks in, he is an open book.
I'm an open book.
Me, I hold it all inside, I keep it in, and then I just let it all out, usually on My Tai TV. While we're waiting for a question, what cool thing do you love this week?
What cool thing do I love this week, other than my bitchin' BB-8 hat? The cool thing I love this week, I've been reading NoFX's Hepatitis Bathtub and Other Stories.
I'm afraid to read that book.
It's actually really good. I thought it was going to be really, really juicy, like Motley Crue's The Dirt. It's really not. It's just really like the perspective of an up-and-coming punk rock band.
Did he write it 35, 40 years ago?
No, he wrote it.
They've been a band longer than the Ramones.
They have. They wrote it from the beginning of their career to now. The really good stories are from Smelly the drummer. He got into some trouble with the drugs.
You know, because Fat Mike didn't just get out of rehab.
Yeah, but, that's...
Yeah, now you got me not wanting it. Because Dirt, so just so you guys know, and this will be my recommendation, Dirt by Motley Crue is the best rock book you will ever read.
Written.
And my favorite books, Our Band Could Be Your Life, but that book, The Dirt, is just, like, it sounds horrible. It's like a spoken word book by each member of the band. And, like, some of them, come on, Tommy Lee, you wonder if he can string 2 words together. But The Dirt is amazeballs. Flawless.
Yeah, it's a flawless rock.
Buy it now. I wish it was available on Audible because I love hearing them do it, but it is incredible. So, we have a question.
Oh, Lord.
All right, you said we can't talk about it before, but we're going to have to talk about it. Chris Mueller asks, do you think you could have lasted longer than CM Punk in the UFC fight?
Yes.
Really?
I could have lasted longer on my feet. Because knowing that I was going to get my ass kicked that bad, I just would have went crazy and just dove in head first.
I would have thought you would have said it had something to do with your low center of gravity.
Oh, no.
Like you would just wobbled.
No, I would have just, I would have ran in full steam and I just would have posted up in the crane kick. Because no one can defend against the crane kick. But when I missed or, effectively didn't hit that dude too hard, I would be getting reconstructive surgery right now.
I saw the match. Legitimately on Periscope, which is illegal, I think. We watched it on Periscope at the Tonga Hut in LA on our last night there, and I didn't expect it to take 2 minutes. Look, I kind of figured he'd probably lose. I hate the fact that he went in there to kill him. I don't think CM Punk deserved that. The guy got in the ring. Like, that's more I can say for anything. Maybe he should have shook his hand. I don't know. But,
it's a work. It's a work leading up to the fight, and then in the fight, he got murdered. I will say the best thing I saw regarding it on Twitter was CM Punk. Very nice to see you putting over younger talent.
Matt Gore does point out that Punk did dive head first. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He only dove head first when the guy took out his legs in the first 2 seconds.
Any more questions? We will take one more question from Hambone. For Hambone, make it a good one, because he's, you know, he almost died once. I don't know. He might get hit by a car tomorrow. Like, we just don't know. Like,
it's so fucking morbid and dark.
It's possible. It's don't swear. I gotta beep it all out.
You beep nothing out.
No, you can't be angry with your Mickey ears. Up higher. You don't even want to know what that's done to your hair.
I don't care.
Amazing. We were like,
I don't even care what it did to my hair, because I'm so overjoyed. I'm so filled with joy right now.
I'm so glad you're filled with joy, because I was so psyched to get that for you. Now I know you collect tiki mugs. But anyway, nobody wants any more. Hard left. No hard left. That's not a question, Chris Bueller. That's not a question. We are going to wrap this show up early. Survey can go watch SmackDown live. How can they reach you, Hambone?
You can find me on Twitter at Hambreaker. I might check it. I might not.
He doesn't even respond to me. He doesn't even respond to me.
You're the only person I respond to on Twitter. You can also check my podcast, I the Beer Holder, at unwinnable.com. We talk about Dungeons and Dragons. We get drunk whilst doing it. Surprise, surprise, we're drinkers. Where can they find you, George?
They can find me at GLK Creative on Twitter, at GLK Creative on Instagram. They can find me at cultofgeorge.com, where I talk about all the crap we talk about here in depth, in detail. I'm ripping up old interviews now from the past. I just posted a like 10-year-old interview with Rise Against.
You did that.
And Bad good. Religion from like 20 years ago. I actually interviewed Jay Bentley, and he said, did I say this last time? I don't remember.
Might have.
We made the great line, I don't know if it may have been before that. I don't even remember anymore. Karate chop! Anyway, check out cultofgeorge.com. You want me to book me for your wedding? I am available. Punk rock wedding photographer at GOKcreative.com.
Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. I'm here for you. We are here for you. We've listened to the call. We've run through the fields. We make this happen. We come into our hut. We crawl in. And we make it happen. Every other week or so, if we have good things to talk about, because we don't always have good things to talk about. But it's going to get better. It's going to get awesome. Mai Tai TV is here to stay. Ignore the rumors. I know they're out there. What they're saying on that ghost thread for that episode is horrible.
Is this still going?
Horrible. Every day you do nothing. You never chime in. Ever.
You don't feed the trolls, man.
I handle all the trolls. We were up to 4,000 views on that, and they want to destroy us. I've had my site hacked. I've had it shut down. But they will not defeat us. The ghost fans will not defeat us. We go into our hut. We crawl. Growl, growl, growl. And we come back every other week for you, the fans. Which means you need to go rate and review us on iTunes, damn it. I don't think we have a single review. You go do it right now. You plug us. You send us your friends. The only person I can thank is that guy from Lawn Darts that's in on the drummer.
Mike Random.
The greatest, greatest person ever in the whole world. The best drummer ever. He better be in your band.
Where's the blindfold? He can't see you. He can't see
and
you.
And I think that's all I have to say today.
Friendship and karate, guys. Aloha.
Перебитые поломаны крылья, серой болью всю душу свело, кокаина серебряной пылью, все дороги пути замело, а в 8 лет школу я посещала, где сидеть сиротою.